Welcome back. Inside Agriculture, market analysis time now. On AgriTalk Thursday afternoon, Oliver Sloan, Blue Line Futures, a technical analysis of grains.
Yeah, the grain market, new crop contracts, you know, maybe we chop around. I'm still, you know, pretty optimistic that we can carve out higher lows and keep the uptrend intact. We've got a nice trend line in that December corn contract still in play, which really came in starting in January. We tested and held it in April, and again last Friday. That comes in now at about 480 to 482, so that's going to be the line in the sand that the bulls want to defend. Crude oil, energies, obviously going to be a key driver here as of end of the weekend, and as of late, going into a long weekend. I think if you're a producer, even though you want to remain optimistic, protecting the downside over the long weekend is the prudent thing to do.
But overnight, Friday morning, grain markets were higher. No profit taking, no position squaring, no lack of interest ahead of a long holiday weekend. But Thursday was a quiet day. Randy?
We continue to chase the headlines, you might say, or the tweet or the post or whatever it is. And that continues to be the big thing that the market's watching. And, of course, you know, today we started off lackluster, sloppy, you know, because we were just looking for direction. There just really wasn't a lot of news out there. And I think that kind of led to a little bit of pressure at the end. But, you know, the market is, you know, kind of waiting to see, you know, what's going to come from the news from the summit with the U.S. and, yeah, and China. And so far, we've got no confirmation of anything. What the explanation is, okay, we didn't have the trade deal with the 12 million metric ton that China said they were going to buy, or that the administration said they were going to buy, and they did come in and buy them. So we are taking a little bit of that on faith, but we do hope that we do see some of it in print before too long, especially, you know, the $17 billion extra, because that would be huge as far as the marketplace is concerned. But, you know, for now, you're right. I've seen that 10% tariff reduction too, and they're kind of waiting. China doesn't want to do it till the U.S. does it, and the U.S. doesn't want to do it till China does it, and the U.S. is right now got a bigger problem with Iran. And I do expect that there will be some activity going towards the Middle East, you know, this weekend that will charge things up. You know, crude oil was higher early in the session. It faded that day. I think that helped bring some pressure into the grains too. But, you know, for the week, the nice thing is that, you know, we are still higher for the week pretty much in all of the markets. Hopefully we can see at least a steady to a little firmer market. Technically, I think, you know, right now I think we're kind of setting ourselves up into a trading range, and we're just in the bottom end of that trading range. I mean, I'm actually still friendly all the grains, just mainly because, you know, if we do have this demand from China come into play, we don't have the stocks to supply it. And even take that $17 billion out of the equation, we still are going to have fairly tight stocks with wheat because of the poor winter wheat conditions. Slow planting up here in the Northern Plains, a little poor emergence. I think we're going to see less acres. You know, corn, I think, is going to be a story later in the year when we get a little bit more knowledge on what's going on with E15. And soybeans, you know, you pull a bushel off that yield and all of a sudden things get pretty tight.
Thursday, a down day for cattle futures, especially feeders.
Yeah, I think you guys kind of touched on it ahead of the long weekend. That seems to be a little bit of a concern. And that August contract, you've got trend line support in the 50-day, basically right where we closed. And with the weak price action really across the board, I wouldn't be surprised to see that continue to take place. You've got the cattle on feed report in the afternoon. Long weekend, a little bit of uncertainty about what the administration is going to say with regards to beef tariffs. So a lot of people on the same side of the boat, and I know we've talked about this in the past, regardless of what the core fundamental backdrop is, if you've got people wanting to get out and they're all already on the same side of the boat, there's not a whole lot of buyers on the other side. So that long liquidation risk remains high in this cattle complex.
You know, I mean, there really was no news out there. And I think, you know, we started the market, technically, we started the market a little challenged. And then that kind of spilled over into hitting the algorithms that really kicked in the heavy selling.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management on Farm Talk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture. Rain's in the forecast today. And then some growing degree days. Soil temperatures are gonna warm. Crops are gonna grow. Weather now on Inside Agriculture.